for 8 gigs. Swap, KN4TFW. I haven't swapped yet. Just once I get to 11, I can't get the repeater 285 anymore.
You were starting to get real, real scratchy.
Cut a little closest there this morning. I normally don't do that, but wanted to carry on that conversation. I was enjoying listening to Billy there and his experience.
Yeah, you talked to him a couple of times, and seems like a really nice guy. I need to meet him sometime when I'm up there.
Ladies, KF4MUF.
Hey, well, good morning, stranger. Good to hear you out here. Hopefully things are getting back to somewhat normal over there for you.
Hey, Jody. It's good to hear you. David was just asking about you a while ago. KN4GFW.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Yep, things are starting to slowly come back around. They pulled us off trees, and now we're fixing big old pipes and blowouts and washouts and all that kind of thing.
But Jody, Ken, I'm pulling in right here to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now so I can make this vehicle switch. And I will return shortly after the air buzzer quits dinging in her ear.
KF4MUF. That's all right. I was just telling him I'll talk to him in a few minutes, KF4MUF.
Been working a bunch of overtime, huh?
We're back to normal hours, so it's going back to normal days, so we're doing good now.
And hopefully your area didn't take too bad of a beat.
We've done very well. We just lost power for a week, but otherwise we did very well. But up here where I'm working, man, they did take a beat.
And in Anderson, weekend before last, helping the son cut up. He lost 3 big trees, fell down over the neighbor's fence, so we got most of that cut up. I still got a little bit more to do, but I got it to where it was at least, you know, off the neighbor's fence and secure where the grandkids wouldn't get hurt.
I hope he knows that if he moves that stuff out to the road, that the county will pick it up, Roger.
We moved it out there, or some of it anyway. It was a pretty long little drag, you know, at least. 200 feet probably.
They're pretty good up here at your place, so that's a good thing.
Without internet, but that's it. And power's out for 36 hours. Managed to snag me a generator. I needed one anyway for the camper. So that worked out well.
This moon out here today, man, that thing is pretty.
Way to see it now, but I saw it when I pulled out of the driveway, man. That thing was huge, wasn't it?
Yes, man, that just big old ball up there. I think it's gorgeous.
See it again once I get to work.
Yep.
Or to drive stupid.
Not yesterday. I had to move a big track hoe to a job. We did the job and had to move it back the same day, but man, them people... don't know what's wrong with them.
Time a big storm like that comes, I can guarantee all my fuel cans will be full, my cars will be full, and I'll go to the bank and get some cash before it hits the fan.
Yeah.
We didn't, the Ingles by us was taking cash only because the internet was down, but yeah, fortunately we had enough supplies that didn't need to go. We ended up, matter of fact, we ended up going shopping and taking it down to Anderson's because they couldn't find any cold stuff down there.
Yeah, they were doing the same thing by our house, and the little bit that we had to get, you know, we always got cash on us, so the little bit that we had to get, it worked out well.
With waiting tables, we always had, you know, cash from our tips and everything, but now that she's, you know, hosting and cashiering, that she don't get many cash tips. So I got to keep a little supply. My word, they dug up all the pavement on the road down to the dirt, redid it, put gravel in it, and then tarred it, put gravel on it. Now it's been like 3 weeks. Man, man, this thing is deteriorating fast.
What?
Got trucks run down through here on that, but it's like they were supposed to come back and pave it, but they just haven't done it yet.
Chip seal on it for right now, just to kind of hold it together until they can come back and pave it.
It is big.
Dusty and all that, you know, I was hoping one day they'll come back in there and just cover it back up, but they're waiting on it for some reason to see if something fails or something like that. It's just why they're waiting, I couldn't tell you.
For HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
KM4MUF.
I wish this air buzzer would stop buzzing. I'm about to figure I got a small air leak when it's cold now.
Cold?
It's made it difficult to find.
It's getting easier and easier for you because it's getting colder and colder now, right?
It's a matter of finding which connection it is and going from there, because it's one of them pipes that just vibrating in them quick connects and wore it out, so it's a matter of finding it.
The same thing, it's all one of those little quick push-in connects, it's probably loose.
Because they don't give you enough hose to cut a quarter inch off of it and put it back in there.
That's what I was going to say, hopefully they left you enough to do that.
Not. Just like electrical connectors, they don't give you enough wire, they don't give you a half inch extra wire where you can move things out of the way.
Okay. And in between the lines, I'm going to say 7-3 and hope everybody has an awesome, safe day. And we'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
See you this morning and have a great day. KO4HK.
Ken, enjoy your day and be safe. KM4 MUF.
Back on your normal schedule yet?
We made it back to our normal schedule, and like I said, they pulled us off of trees and stuff like that, unless one just goes down. But otherwise, you know, they got contractors doing all the cleanup now, so they FEMA and all that kind of crap. We're just doing big washouts and the roads that washed away and fixing those pipes like that, replacing them and that kind of stuff.
Well, glad you're back to the normal schedule and you and Miss Annette can enjoy life for a little bit. I know y'all have been, you've been hectically busy.
We are, and we were, so it's getting a little better, but we're all good. Everything's fine. I did like some of the overtime money, but, you know, I like my time at home, too.
That's always been a battle of wheels right there.
Doing pretty good.
Fared really well through the storm. No damage to our property that we know of. I haven't been up to my other property yet to see how that fared. Did have a little bit of flood damage or water damage at my mom and stepdad's old place that I've got rented out right now. So did have a little bit of damage there that I got to take care of. I got to go up and look at it this weekend. But all in all, we've done really well and just done without power for 12 days. And we spent all of our time helping everybody else.
I understand that, because every time I ever heard you, you were helping somebody. And God bless you for that, Patrick.
Thank you, Jody. And not used to helping in that capacity, so it was kind of difficult for me because I'm used to the hands-on kind of thing. And it took a lot of effort to just be there by the radio.
I can completely understand that.
I was glad that I was put in a place to where I was and have the ability to help as many people as I did. So just glad I was there and glad we had the equipment and ability to do it.
Totally understand that.
Different subject. Are you planning on going to Stone Mountain this year?
Yes, sir. As I know right now, we are.
As far as I know, we are too, so I'm making plans for it anyway. It's coming up quick, though.
What?
The the weekend of the 9th, I think right there in November, so it's just, 3 weeks away.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was coming up that quick.
It's sneaking up on us with everything we've had going on.
There he is. Yeah, I'll probably be there. If nothing else, just walk around and see what they got.
See what treasures we can find that we really don't need.
Yeah, what we don't need, but we can't live without.
I just enjoy going and spending time with everybody and looking around and learning. Gary's good at teaching what these old radios and different things are, so trying to learn that.
Don't blame me there. Yeah, Gary's a nice guy, man. Every time I was, very personable person. Very good.
Gary's been a wealth of knowledge to me, and I've enjoyed meeting him and Miss Joy and getting to know him, and it's just been a pleasure all the way around.
That's most people out here on the radio. It's just a pleasure to meet them and get to chat with them and stuff.
I've met a lot of nice people, you, Miss Annette, Gary, Ken, Andrew, Eric, Dave, a couple of Daves in there. So it's just, I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed the hobby and got to put what I've learned in practice to use over the last couple of weeks. Was a great experience too.
Yep, that's a good thing you did there. But Mr. Patrick, I'm going to get out of here. I'm in between my spot, and I'm going to get in there and see what we can get going this morning.
I'm just about a mile from my first stop too, so it's perfect timing. But good to hear you this morning, and I hope you have a great day, and enjoy these cooler weather.
Absolutely loving it.
Here, KO4HKX, I'll be clear, 7-3. KO4HKX here.
Yeah, I heard you say you're about at your first stop, so won't keep you long. Just was moving around here and getting ready to. Thing going good.
Here. And hope you have a great day and get some things accomplished.
Pressure washing today. It's I don't like it when it gets cold. I like the warm weather. I'm an outdoors kind of person.
It don't get cold down here to me, so I run around in a short sleeve t-shirt all year long. I don't complain about down here at all. That's what I enjoy about coming down the mountain.
Good, yeah, I do short sleeves too. I wear a coat, but I can't wear just long sleeves. I hate that.
To that, same here. You'll see me in long sleeve t-shirt every now and then, or a long sleeve button up shirt, but typically I've got a t-shirt on underneath it, and I can shuck that thing anytime needed. But like I said, I just enjoy the weather down here. Coming down the mountain, it's like the heat's on to me.
Your truck. I make early stops, I guess. Some of the businesses open early, don't they?
Few each day that open early, and that's where I start my day. I just work my schedule around that, or route around them, and it allows me to get things going and get things done instead of lollygagging around till 9:30, 10 o'clock like some of these other places.
Oh, I meant to tell you, we've got we're supposed to get the last thing we ordered should be here today. We've gotten a few of the things already, but the last thing should be here today. Then we'll run it up to Joey's.
Matt, I appreciate everything you and Miss Vicky have done. Y'all have been a great asset to the people of Western North Carolina.
We do it. I mean, it's dropping the bucket from what's going on, but every little drop adds up, right?
Those drips and drops, they add up quickly into a whole lot of stuff.
Feed me okay on this little handheld.
tell you're on an HD. It's got a little bit of scratch to it, but nothing bad at all.
And about figuring a way to put this little antenna on top of my building. It's got a metal roof. I don't have a radio in the shop, but, I guess it wouldn't hurt to have one. I got to figure out how to do it first.
SMA to PL-239s to go to your 259s, and then you can just run your little mag mount antenna out the window and put up on the roof. That's easy enough.
2 meters that Dale gave me, I need to put it to use. That's what I was thinking about. It's a mag mount antenna, but I can just stick it right up on the roof and then get some coax to run it into the shop. Just have this little 2 meter radio with a power supply, maybe on the little table or something in the shop.
That would work great, because I try to keep a radio with me pretty much all the time. I don't carry one into the shop with me, or into the customer shops. But when I'm leaving the house, I at least have one HT with me and then the mobile rig.
Leave this little HT. Vicky wanted the radio off of the counter and all, so I just took it down here and stuck it in the radio room for now. But I leave the HT up there and she'll listen on it.
It's not quite as much to listen to now through the day. A couple of guys get on here and chatter a little bit, but you'll still pick up some good, useful information.
When you were running things from up there at the church.
I could tell she wouldn't have let that radio go.
I didn't mess with this thing much at all, but she's one guy. So what are you doing? Listening to this radio. You need to listen to this, and that's what got it started.
I'm glad you had it there to listen to, and she got you on it, because it's been a pleasure getting to know you and Miss Vicky.
Know you guys too, Patrick. And, it's interesting. I have never have done 2 meters. I don't do much HF anymore. Just every once in a while. So I don't know if I lost a little interest in it or what, but anyway. Well, you're probably about at your first stop. I'll turn you loose here and go make you some money, and maybe we'll catch you after a while or something.
I'll be around the repeater pretty much all day today. If the only time you won't catch me is if I'm in somewhere eating lunch or in and out of the shops. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, dude. Have a great day.
I heard Gary mention something about antenna work or something today, so definitely needs any help or something, holler at me. I could help him up there if need be. All right, catch you later in 4A's Eddie.